Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, welcome back. One of our favorite segments of the week, Josh Pate, the Josh Pate College Football Show on YouTube. Josh Pate on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Walmart. And we're playing Sandstorm because we were just talking. I saw your... You posted, you were on some podcast with the guys that were making fun of South Carolina, Josh, and Sandstorm, and you were like, I ain't having any of this slander. So, congrats, you are, they must love you at South Carolina right now because you stood up for them, which was nice. You stand up for the little guy. But Lance and I both believe that Lenora Sellers is going to be the number one pick in the draft next year. All right? Where are you on Lenora Sellers as far as, well, you don't care about her NFL status, but where are you on Lenora Sellers, college football player?
I think he's got the biggest, I'll call it wild card potential this year. Not wild card in no one knows anything about him. I mean, the floor is really high with that guy, actually. So the wild card is, I mean, he could turn into a complete, like, bona fide superstar. I hesitate to use the word generational, but like every now and then you do get a generational sort of player. Like he has that kind of explosion potential on the scene. And I think what's been most interesting, if you've been talking to anyone at South Carolina or if you've been over there to watch him practice, is his offensive coordinator is Mike Shula. Mike Shula has, by all accounts, done a really good job of developing his pocket game, his passing game. And that's kind of what I'd look for this year because you saw the raw tools last year. And I know that's what the NFL guys are looking at, but sometimes those guys kind of go into the NFL still as a project. I'm not so sure he will be. I think you'll watch him this year. I got a little question about their wide receiver room, but then again, the feedback from South Carolina is that room's kind of underrated. So if he's got any kind of legitimate stable of pass catchers, I think he could blow up this year. He's also the kind of guy who can will a team to a win. Go watch the Clemson game from last year if you don't believe me. Mm-hmm. I fully buy into that noise, and I've heard a fair amount of it as well.
Yeah, Josh Pate joins us right now, and this is, you took a look. Well, I don't know. I think you had a new show come out yesterday. My son and I were listening to some of it on that 9.5-hour drive. But it is interesting to see how the quarterbacks align with some of the best teams in college football. And I don't know that South Carolina is considered one of the top 5, 6, 7 teams, but Cade Klubnik at Clemson, Arch Manning at Texas, Drew Aller at Penn State. I know you're kind of a big Penn State guy. You're a believer in Penn State a little bit this year. This is a really deep year for college football, but it's also a deep year at the quarterback position, and I think those two are going hand in hand. And I haven't even mentioned John Mateer. We'll get to the Mateer story, but there's a lot of people very high on his potential to bring Oklahoma back to some prominence this year.
Buddy, I've bet him to win the Heisman Trophy. So if you want to talk to the president of the John Mateer fan club, I'm right here. In fact, with that story that sort of blew up and then died out yesterday, I already knew I was going to talk about who I bet to win the Heisman on the show last night. So I had the audacity to go on the show and wave a piece of paper in front of the camera and claim that I had breaking news related to John Mateer and sports betting. And sure enough, I did deliver on that promise. I mean, my breaking news was I have bet John Mateer to win the Heisman. And for some reason, a lot of the Texas fans in the live chat were not pleased with it because they really thought I was about to go in on him with the Venmo stuff. which I think will be a non-issue in like another 72 hours, if not now. Yeah, so I am so on board with that guy. I think he is one of those kind of talents that comes into the SEC, and everyone around the SEC says, well, you're about to learn about SEC football. You're about to have to adjust to SEC football, which he will. But I believe he is one of the few who will make the league adjust to him. The dude led college football in all-purpose TDs last year, which I don't really think many people realize. And the ones who do realize it say, yeah, but he played against lesser competition, which is true. I really think that his game's going to scale. I really, really think from the neck up, just the intangible stuff, he's got it in spades. Competition, he's got it in spades. But also, he's got the physical tools. And I love what they did at the wide receiver room at Oklahoma. I love that Deion Burks, fingers crossed, is going to be healthy this year. Jaden Ott was the most underrated portal move that anyone made, getting him at running back. So there's still some mixing and matching going on in the offensive line there. They may start a freshman at tackle, so I'm not without concern. But I got a ton invested emotionally and now financially in John McPherson.
So you think, is Oklahoma got a playoff shot?
Yeah, I do. And if they had a softer schedule, I would just shout that in the phone right now. The thing that holds me back with them and Florida is more so schedule than quality of team. Like, I put out my power ratings last night. I've got them both as top 10 power-rated teams. And, you know, the biggest pushback on them is people haven't seen them do it before. Okay. I mean, there's a first time for pretty much everything. And then the other pushback is the schedule. And I can't push back on that. I mean, their schedules are very daunting. But I think with Oklahoma especially, if you look at the way their season starts, they have got two really, really good games at home, Michigan and Auburn. Real good competitive games, but games that I think they're going to win. I think they're going to be undefeated when they go into Red River. Like, I think they're going to be a 5-0 team when they go play Texas. And at that point, I think the entire nation's viewpoint on them has changed.
Josh Pate with us, brought to you by Walmart every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How much do your power rankings differ from the AP?
Fairly significantly. It was a case-by-case thing. Like, obviously, I mean, if you do what I do and you're just looking at neutral field favorability, you're going to be lower on a lot of the Big 12 teams because a merit-based poll, rightly, will have SMU, well, SMU's an ACC team now, but your, like, Arizona States of the world, I mean, an AP voter is going to have them higher than the power rating would, as it should. So I'll be lower on those kind of teams. In the aggregate, I'll be higher on some of the SEC, although I'm lower on LSU and South Carolina by a smidge than the AP is. So there was some differential left and right. We both had Texas number one, which is just fascinating. So there was a mixed bag this year. It actually wasn't as egregious in separation as it normally is.
What about the Aggies? I had a friend who went into A&M and was at the practice, said, dude, they got some dudes now. I know there's a little bit of buzz behind A&M. It's just it's the question it seems like we have every year with Texas A&M is what kind of quarterback player are you going to get?
Yeah. Look, I don't ask that. I mean, I know what you're getting at there. I think when you say that, though, or when most people say what kind of quarterback player they're going to get, they're basing their prediction of A&M on whether Marcel Reed can make this sizable leap in production. And I think he'll make, you know, a moderate leap. I think situationally what people will find is they make no mistake about what their identity is. They're going to run the ball, and run the ball some more. They got the personnel to do it. What I think Colin Klein will be able to do with them this year is have more of a vertical passing threat. Now, it may be that they pop you twice in a game, or may not pop you at all, and may pop you four times next week, but at least you'll have to respect it. And that's all I need them to be able to do, is loosen defenses up and lighten boxes just a little bit. And I think that offense will be fine, and I love that Mike Elko put both hands around the throat of that defense. I'm going to go watch him practice next week or week after, but yeah, I had him at 13, and I think my own numbers may be undercounting them a little bit.
We got Josh Pate every week, brought to you by Walmart, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You've got Texas 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, Penn State 4, Alabama 5. Four of the five have unproven quarterbacks. You like Gunnar Stockton? you like Ty Simpson. We don't know. I mean, I'm including Texas in that because we really don't know what Arch is going to do against the top competition. We have no idea. And Ohio State is coming down to the wire, right? Is it saying, is he for sure the guy?
Not for sure, but I think he will be. Look, you just laid out the reason why this could be an explosive season, man. It could be a very chaotic season. I call that fun. It could be a fun season. I love the story of Ty Simpson. Like, I don't think we can tell that story enough. For everyone listening, driving around right now, who has taken time to complain about the transient nature of what the portal has done to college football, well, let's make sure we respect a guy who was a former five-star out of high school, who stuck around a place like Alabama, where there's new talent coming in every year, and didn't win the job, and didn't win the job, and didn't win the job again. When I finally won the job, and never complained a single time, was totally content abiding his time, and now it's his opportunity. Gunnar Stockton has done that same thing at Georgia. So I don't want to just gloss over. Like, I know we get so lost in the weeds of, hey, who's going to win this thing? Is he going to be great? Is he going to be good? I think both those guys will be fine. I just want to take a second to respect that. Now, past that, you still got to win games. So with Simpson, what I'm looking forward to, and to a certain extent with Georgia, just for different reasons, I'm just looking forward to whether they can be more consistent offensively. Like with Simpson, I don't need him to hit Milroe's highest of highs. What I need him to do is avoid Milroe's lowest of lows. What I need them to do as a staff is not sit there and think, hey, we may get the LSU 42-6 game today, or we may get the Oklahoma we get blown out game today. Because you can't game plan for that. As an offensive staff, you look stupid because you don't know what you have. So Ty Simpson, I think, will just give them consistency week to week. And they got a plenty good enough roster to, in a complimentary way, get themselves to Atlanta. Georgia does as well. With them, it's can you run the ball more effectively? Can you get off the field on third down? Can you stand up against the run effectively enough? I just think about the complementary nature that a bunch of those teams you just listed are going to have to play at until further notice. Because we don't know what you got at quarterback, I'm just going to assume you don't have future first-rounders littered all over that list. So I look forward to a year like that.
It's you know, and that's the old old methodology of Nick Saban at Alabama, where he just wanted quarterbacks who didn't screw up for the most part. And then it got to the point where Tua Tua changed it a little bit, but it's not like there's just a ton of Alabama quarterbacks. Mac Jones had a nice one season at Alabama, but it didn't manifest itself, obviously. I think something that is we'll see how Ty Simpson does. I'm going to tell you this right now, Josh. I thought Ryan Grubb was phenomenal at Washington when Washington got to the college football championship game against Michigan. I thought Grubb's offense was terrific. He went and tried to coach at Seattle with the Seahawks. That was a one-year experiment. It was done. He comes back. Alabama brings him in and took their offense coordinator and just moved him to a different position, which I thought was good instead of getting rid of him. But I think Ryan Grubb at Alabama is something, the new offense coordinator, that's something to really keep an eye on because I think he's really, really talented as a passing game coordinator.
What you'll notice with Alabama, you know this well, you got folks on the staff there, you'll notice that if you ask people close to Alabama about Ryan Grubb, they'll lean in close so only you can hear him, and they will tell you he's a stud. But they're not going out of their way to talk about it publicly. It's almost like they know what they just got at offensive coordinator, and they're kind of happy with the rest of the country not knowing. I'm going to go watch them Saturday, and I think they're going to scrimmage Saturday, so I'll get a good look at that. But I remember being in the building in the spring, and I was asking Bama's defensive staff, hey, what's your read on Grubb? You can't even get the question out of your mouth before their eyes get big, and they say, yeah, he's different. Like, in a good way, he's different. I mean, I guarantee you, if we don't run the ball this year, it won't be for lack of committing to it. I also think it's very, very worth noting. I mean, Bama was terrible turning the ball over last year, and that is something they have prioritized and emphasized, and it was so-so in the spring, but they have locked in on that stuff in fall camp. And as far as fall camp returns go, I mean, I couldn't be more excited about what I've heard there, but it's just... it's weird because they're ranked in the top five for most people. It just feels like there's still this collective unwillingness to fully buy in on Alabama because it's post-Nick Saban and DeBoer did what they did last year. And so, like, people are kind of tiptoeing around it. I'm not tiptoeing around the man. Like, I may pick him to win the national title. I'm very high on him. I want to go watch him scrimmage Saturday before anyone repeats that, but I think they're going to be really good this year.
That's Josh Pate. Josh, I am putting you on this. Have you seen Brock Bowers' new look?
Oh, don't do this to him.
Why?
This has been a tough morning for me. This has been a tough morning. Okay, so let me lay out my morning. What time is it? It's 9:15 Central. I have already been in Tennessee, Minnesota, and Wisconsin this morning. I'm coming to you live from an alpaca farm, by the way, where I'm standing off to the side watching my wife try and talk to those animals. You can hear the bleeding distantly in the background. And my morning has consisted of that and people tagging me in that tweet with Brock Bowers bald-headed. And I just really think if I don't mute my notifications, I'm going to say something that I regret.
You could have been the best tight end in the NFL, Josh. You could have been a contender.
It didn't take long for people to become believers in Brock Bowers. It took 1 year.
That's it.
I mean, Brock, look,
he's pretty good.
That's all I'll say. All I'll say is he's a very solid football player. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, you definitely have better muscle mass than he does, that's for sure. That he had, right, Lance?
Bad body early on, but he's kind of remolded. Yeah. Changed. It's amazing what happens. You just get in and just do NFL work and weight work and stuff. Josh, I got to tell you, I brought this up on the show earlier as I'm listening. I believe that you have given every person, every man for sure, but every person a great out. Because I'm listening to your show yesterday on the drive, and this is not new. You've done this for a long time. You always talk about the model. The model says this, the model says that. And I just thought, you know, I can use that as an out where it's not me. Because a few times you said, look, I'm not saying they're going to win 9 games. That's the model. That's not me saying it. And I was thinking, I could use this against my wife. I could use this for some of my draft opinions and stuff like this. Like, I may start using, the model says this, but don't quote, like, don't, look, the model says this is the mock draft. Don't you guys say your hateful stuff to me on Twitter about my mock draft. That's the model
saying. Hey, Lance, you know what you got to follow up with?
Yep.
So that's part one of my cheat code to life. Part two is come December. Like, if I pick Auburn to go 7-5, or if I pick them to go 10-2 and they go 7-5, and everyone thinks they got you, what you then drop on their head is, I wasn't wrong. I am undefeated on predictions where kids, coaches, and officials don't screw it up. And then you just watch them explode. The head just it explodes right there on the TV screen.
They should have been. It ain't my fault.
Yeah.
They should have been.
Had they played up to their level.
Yeah. Yep. That's Josh Pate brought to you by Walmart right here on ESPN 97.5. And so you just make the – is this an everyday thing or is this just Wednesdays or how many shows you doing a week?
First off, it is a really good question to ask. Do you just go to alpaca farms in Wisconsin every day? No, this is a wife birthday surprise trip. As for the show, yeah, we do that Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So we're back on the normal rotation now. Had to take a 3-week hiatus. It was terrible. Felt like death. So we're back, man. We won't breathe until February.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, this is your time. This is your time to shine. It's Josh Pate every week right here on ESPN.
Listen, Josh, with great sponsorships come great responsibility, and that's putting shows out.
That's it. Yep. And you got great sponsorship. That's
and
for
he
sure.
hates everybody but the SEC is what I find out on social media.
Of course. Well. I mean, that's just well known. Fly the well banner documented. Behind the plane over every Big Ten state.
Well documented. You hate the Big Ten.
Before you go, we had a little Carson Beck conversation. What are you expecting out of him this year?
That's the one I'm most up in the air on. I went down there spring. You know, they said all the right things. That was when he was about a week away from being cleared physically. I will say I'm going to be cautiously optimistic. Like, I think a year ago this time, everyone had him first-round draft grade, Heisman favorite, and then a year later, like, the same people want to completely write him off. And the reality is they were probably a little too high on him then, probably a little too low on him now. I just wonder, is it the situation at Miami where Carson Beck's got to score 40 a game like Cam Ward did? Because they're not going to be very good if that's the case. But if they have improved defensively, which they should – if they play up to their line of scrimmage potential, which I hope they do, then, I mean, you know, it's a lot easier to win games 27-24 than 42-41. And I can trust Carson Beck to do one of those. I would not trust him to do the other.
No, right. That is Josh Pate, College Football Show on YouTube. Josh Pate on ESPN 97.5 is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Walmart. Walmart knew. That is Josh Pate every week right here. Man, it's the best time. We appreciate it. Can't wait till this gets started for real. Have fun with those alpacas.
See you guys.
All right. There's Josh Pate, alpaca farmer right here. Who knew? Who knew Josh Pate was all about that alpaca life? I don't even know what an alpaca looks like. Do you have any idea? It looks like a.
Yeah.
Does it look like a long neck?
They're like kind of like. It's got the. It's kind of like an ostrich, but it's got a bigger neck and it's furrier. But yeah, I know what an alpaca looks.
Yeah, you're probably right, John. It's pretty much a sheep with longer legs and neck.
Longer neck.
Yeah, longer legs too. It's
longer legs too.
And a neck. Yeah. If you.
Yeah, not really.
If
ostrich,
you stretched out a sheep.
That's what it is.
Do they have any humps?
No.
No.
No humps. Okay. So you can ride them.
It looks like you could shear them. You could shear them, I would think, but I don't know that they do.
You can. I don't think they're big enough for a grown man to ride them. You could probably put
No.
Some people eat them, though.
We got the sheep thing at where the kids ride the sheep at the rodeo.
Yeah. I'm not sure how durable they are, but you can put a little kid on them.
Little kid on them, run them around.
It is really like a, it's like partly sheep. Yeah.
That's what
it looks like with a super long neck, and it looks like you could eat them.
I don't know. See,
I think some people do eat them.
Josh's wife is different than mine. If I told her we were going to an alpaca farm for her birthday, she'd go, okay, is there a Gucci store there?
Yeah, your wife and Savannah French are not the same.
Is there a Saks Fifth Avenue there at the alpaca farm? No, probably
not.
They're
both SEC girls, but you're SEC girls from South Louisiana, so that's a different breed.
Yeah, that's a different way.
Although, to be fair, Wendy's got a little more like, she's got some L.A. or New York shopping type of mentality. She's not just South Louisiana, doesn't know anything about culture stuff.
Are you kidding? My wife told me I will not live in a place that doesn't have a Saks Fifth Avenue. I will not live. So if you think we're moving to a
Manhattan
farm.
Manhattan, Kansas is out.
Yeah. No.
Nebraska's out.
We are not living anywhere that doesn't have
a Saks Fifth Avenue. You've got to live on the coast in a big city or a big city. Either
big
way.
City is all. You got to be a big city. That's all. Yeah. There's got to be the shopping there and restaurants. That's it.
Hey, by the way, when we come back, speaking of college football, there's some excitement around one of the teams that reside here in Houston. You got us
Rice?
Yes. It's either Rice or Houston. Or TSU.
How about? Oh, yeah. I got a list of – somebody put out a list. It might shock you where the University of Houston is.
Mm-hmm.
You just ruined it.
All the Rice people are going to tune out now. I was trying to make it a
– Well,
they didn't know
right.
if I was talking
Oh,
Rice
by the way, Rice ended up at the back end of that list. Time to talk about Air Team. It's the front end of air conditioning companies. It's another one of these family-owned businesses. They've been in business since 1989, okay? And now Dawn and Darren have taken over. They've installed over 100,000 systems, okay? Family-owned and operated, 60-plus full employees, most of which have been there for 20, 30, even up to 40 years, okay? This is the kind of company that you want to do business with. People who feel so good about the company that they stay there and make it a lifelong commitment to the Curtises, right? And they love what they do. If you're a shady company, it's a fly-by-night thing. If you have a code of honor, if you have if you have integrity, you're going to be in business for a long time. And that's what Air Team has been. So congratulations to the Curtises and their boy is going to take over from there. It is an awesome, awesome, awesome place. If you have air conditioning problems, I highly suggest them. They put in air conditioners for me, and I tell you, it's about as good a job as you're going to get. 713-936-5346, 713-936-5346. You have any air conditioning needs, airteamltd.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
John, can I first apologize?
Again?
I've offended people. I have not made my bed in the background, if you're looking on the video. And there's not people. There's not a ton of people who watch on the video. Although, I did tweet out Josh Pate was going to be on so we have more viewers. But there are people who are offended that I have not made my bed in a hotel because your bed is nice and made. Not that anyone ever sleeps in it. My bed, which is
so I make it every morning.
They told me to jump up and make my bed here in a hotel, that I shouldn't be having the women of the hotel who do the housekeeping do anything. I needed to do that. So I'm sorry if I'm too organic and real for you, but what you see is going to be what you get. I ain't making beds in hotels. Maybe you didn't hear. I don't make hotel beds in hotels.
Are you supposed to launder your bath towels too?
Yeah, I guess. I guess they're looking for me to do everything.
Are these people trying to take jobs away from people?
Yes, they are.
Because if you make the bed and you do your, you know, don't use the towel or whatever.
Let's all do that. Take their jobs.
Yeah. Take jobs.
Maybe AI can come in here and robots can take jobs away too, Jason. Maybe that's what you'd like to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to keep people employed in here, all right?
That's ridiculous. We don't do
that. My wife doesn't even go through the self-scan because she's worried about people losing their jobs at a store. So she makes them do the checkout, and then she complains about how the sackers put stuff in, like 100% of the time. The sackers are terrible, in her opinion. But she even said, you know, I might like to get a job just sacking groceries. I said, really? She goes, yeah, now that Marty's gone to school, just I hate the way people sack groceries.
I don't think they just limit them to sacking groceries. From what I can tell, the people at HEB have multiple things they do beyond just standing at the end of the register and sacking the groceries. They get called to do other things too. I'm not sure she's going to get what she's looking for.
Yeah, she wants to stock cans and
well, she wants them to keep their jobs even if she doesn't think they're doing them great all the time.
Yeah, they get called associates, which means they'll sack groceries, they'll stock, they'll get online orders. Yeah. They do a lot of things.
Yeah, they got to take then the trucks come in, they got to receive the truck.
Well, those are different jobs.
No, but
trust me, Mason signed up for all. They don't all do that same job. Mason signed up, couldn't even get an interview at HEB for the entire summer. Alec got one, but Mason, that's always seems suspicious to me. I'm like, are you sure that you keep putting in, like, oh, I did it again? Like, you're not even getting an interview? Are you sure you're not just trying to figure out a way not to work this summer? Are you sure you're not getting any interviews? I put in like 35. Apply for jobs. Just no one wants to talk to me. I feel like you're just laying around. And then he comes in. Dad, guess how much my Kristaps Porzingis just sold for? I can't listen to this. You're costing me so much money, and you're trying to brag about the amount of money you sold one of your cards on NBA 2K for. Well, and it's not real money, of course.
Yeah.
Dad, I've got $3.99s. I just did a Taco Fall deal. I don't want to hear it. Until you get a job interview, I don't want to hear what's going on in your NBA 2K. I really don't.
Yeah, no. Until he gets a – you really don't want to hear from him until he gets a job.
Period. Yeah, period. Anything. Like, well, don't talk until you have a W-2 coming in.
Well, school started back up. The whole summer's gone, by the way.
Well, he's going to college, so he's still laying around working on his team.
Well, if he's not going to get a job and Nicole does want one, she can go out for the customer service assistant, which means you do more than just sacking groceries. You are helping customers locate things.
Yeah.
You locate things?
Yeah, like groceries.
Yeah,
what aisle.
Okay.
Sometimes you stock. Sometimes you return products to their proper locations. I don't think you can just stand at the end of the register and sack stuff. You have to be multiple.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be versatile nowadays. Yeah.
She has a law degree.
Yeah.
But if she wanted
not,
to just,
not shooting.
But she said
she's not
to
looking
that.
To practice, trust me.
Well,
she's
why
not looking to practice.
Know,
I'm like, why do you keep your and I asked her, I said, why are you keeping your card? Why are we paying for to keep your card alive? Your lawyer card, whatever it's called. I said, why are we paying for that every year? She goes, honestly, in case you die. I go, well, that's rude. In case I die? You didn't have to say that. You could have made an excuse.
She doesn't want to be one of those women who has nothing to turn to once the husband dies.
I know. She ain't trying to take an SAT. Yeah, that probably makes sense. She doesn't want to take the PSAT again. I mean, not PSAT, but the, what is it, LCAT? LSAT? The LSAT. She's not looking to do that, so. Anyway, yeah. And then Maddie's saved like $7,000 babysitting over 2 years and wants to put it in a CD getting 4.5% interest. So that's at the other end of the spectrum. I told her to put it in DraftKings, and she just said, "You're a fool, Dad." And then when it made money, I'm like, "Heh heh." And then the other day, it got like everything else in the stock market got snapped off, and I had to shut my mouth. I was busy lecturing her. Look, Maddie, I sent her an email. When I told you to get in DraftKings, it was here, this. And then what you have to understand is the long-term growth, blah, 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 blah. And I typed, and there was this huge butt jump that was coming because it had, you know, their quarterly earnings came out. And then Trump said everyone's getting like 50% tariffs or whatever, and it's just wiped away. And my daughter, she goes, "I got your email, Dad. Let me see your DraftKings." I'm like, "No, I'm not letting you see it right now. You needed to learn that lesson, and I don't want to rub it in your face anymore." Really, I'd lost like money that day.
This is why you can't remember the name of Astros, is because you got brain power devoted to trolling people in your family, sending emails to your daughter.
I did. I sent a long, prolonged, "Look, if you would have put the money in, I told you, it'd be worth this much," which it wouldn't be anymore at all. So, yeah, you are right. And I've trolled my kids for years. I've spent a lot of time trolling my kids. Yeah,
I mean, he started with, when they were little, that he invented the doorknob.
Yep, that was one thing. I told Alec that I was Daniel Plainview at one point and was doing a, "Would you like to come work in an oil field with me?" That was when he was in kindergarten. He's, "Yes, Daniel Plainview, I would like to work in an oil field." "Well, that's good. You won't be playing with children. You'll be working oil, working the rigs, and for fun, you'll throw apples at trees." And so,
well, he's back. His next movie is going to be his son's
directing. I thought he had retired.
No, his son brought him back because the son's going to direct the movie. So he's back for another movie.
Oh, I'd want Dad in the movie if I was his.
Daniel Day-Lewis's
son? Hey,
absolutely.
Dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is the movie, Del?
I'll find it for you, but it just popped up on my For You page, and it shows that he's going to make his return in a movie directed by his kid. Yeah. Ronan Day-Lewis is the name of the...
Oh, maybe he's going to be Spider-Man.
Unlikely.
Or The Flash.
The name of the movie is Anemone, A-N-E-M-O-N-E. I hope that's how it's pronounced. It's about family bonds between fathers, sons, and brothers are explored as complex relationships unfold through personal journeys and generational conflicts. So
does he stay
a two-and-a-half-hour snoozer.
Dale, does he stay in character when he's being directed by his son?
I guess.
His son has to know when Daniel Day-Lewis, he famously was Abe Lincoln the entire time. You had to call him Mr. President and all this stuff. When he was Bill the Butcher, which I would not want to be around him when he was that character, when he was standing that character from the 5 points, what was it called, Gangs of New York. Whew. Like I said, that guy stays in character. They say it is. It's like scary how he stays in character, and that is not one of the characters that I want to be around. I'll be honest with you. That seems like a really bad
character. Yeah, I don't know which character he's going to play. Maybe he'll play some type of patriarch, but Sean Bean's in it, who always dies in his movies.
Oh, he's got to die.
Yeah, Samantha Morton, who's a very serious actor.
What does he look like?
He does
always die. He got his head cut off.
Yeah, he was Ned Stark.
Ned Stark.
Dies in everything.
He
died in Lord of the Rings.
I just saw a movie. I just saw a movie.
He died last week. He died in the movie where Daisy Ridley is playing some type of cleaner outside of a window, and it's like he's like an environmental terrorist, and he dies in the first 10 minutes of that movie. I think
there's a website dedicated to every movie he's died in, and it is so long.
I think he's in that movie.
The list of movies I've never. Patriot Games, Dead.
Oh, he wasn't in that one that I said. It was something about else. But yeah, he dies in a lot of things.
GoldenEye, Dead.
What's the most recent one, Lance? What's the last one?
Did you watch?
I just saw it.
Well, let me scroll down.
Prime? Was it Deep Cover on Prime?
Yes.
Henry VIII.
Yeah.
It was actually not a bad movie. It was actually pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It is pretty good. You got to watch it.
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
It got Ron Howard's daughter in it, Bryce Dallas Howard. Orlando Bloom's in it.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom was actually pretty funny in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's actually pretty good. And he dies. I'm like, oh, he's in the movie. That's great. That's like, Stark. He's dead.
I watched like the first 15 minutes. He is a cop who recruits these improv actors for some undercover job. I didn't think he was going to die. I thought he was safe, but apparently not.
Apparently not.
This is incredible how many times he's died, although they don't have listed. They've got his last death listed as Game of Thrones, so this must be an old one. I mean, no, Age of Heroes 2011 is his 24th death on screen. 24 deaths on screen.
There's
and I
more.
Guess you're saying there was another one, huh?
Yeah, at least another one. I mean, yeah, this is he just did this. This movie just came out.
It came out maybe a month or so ago.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. All right, we're okay. We're actually okay. Adele, is there anything we missed today?
So Lance got to the James Cook stuff. We didn't mention it was yesterday that Jordan Love's got a procedure. He's going to have surgery on his hand. It's the offhand, so he should be okay.
Yeah.
What else is out there?
Did we mention that Shohei is a scumbag?
You called him a scumbag very early in the show. Yes, you did do that. Miles Garrett got popped speeding, and Kevin Stefanski is very disappointed. In fact, extremely disappointed with his speeding citation. He was going 160. That's cool, right? That's fine. 40 miles over the speed limit.
100 in a 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 60. At least it wasn't a 35.
Well, then he's on a surface street going 100. Yeah, that'd be a problem. Not a lot that we missed. The Astros were bad, so that led to all the nonsense earlier in the show. You got back on track with Josh Pate. You actually did what you're supposed to do. You guys did fine the last hour. Congratulations.
What do we expect of Hunter Brown today?
Well, he pitched well in his last performance.
Yeah, he did.
He recovered from that shaky little interval where he was a little bumpy. Fromber is now taking that over. Now Fromber's the one who can't pitch well. I expect them to be good. At least I hope. I don't need them to be a game back of the Mariners when we come back tomorrow.
No. The Mariners caught up. The Astros' high water mark was seven-game lead, and then it's now tied. Well, how about San Diego tied up L.A.? San Diego's bullpen, A.J. Preller has done an unbelievable job. San Diego's bullpen may be the best since the Astros in 22. It is incredible what he has done and how good that bullpen is. And the Dodgers are a mess. The Dodgers are amazing. They lose. They're a mess right now, which is makes me happy. Makes me very happy. I love it, too.
I love it.
San Diego could go well. There's nobody better than Milwaukee. Milwaukee is incredible. Milwaukee is on a jag we haven't seen before. Holy crap. 2 11-game win streaks now.
77 wins, man. They are killing it.
They are killing it. It's not even close who's the best team in baseball. They can hit, bruh. They crush it. They beat the snot out of Skeens. Beat the snot out of them.
Like the Astros took care of Crochet.
Not a Paul great Skeens week to gets, be the best pitchers in baseball.
When Skeens gets beat, it's 1-0 or 2-1. Not like this.
14-0. 14-0 they lost when Skeens on the mound. Holy crap. And the Astros lost 14-1. And Eric Geddy went 5. They picked up 12 runs in the last
5 innings. 1 hit, 5 walks is not something you often see.
No. He had a 1-2 whip.
How do you have 5 walks and make it 5 innings?
And he only gave up 1 hit.
And when you have 5 walks, you don't typically make it 5 innings. That's not normal. But it's a good thing because he wasn't hit hard. He wasn't really hit hard consistently in the first game. But yesterday, you got to figure that there's something. When he's got 5 walks and he had cut his walks back last year, you got to figure. The good thing for that, in my opinion, is there's probably something from a technique standpoint, from a fundamental standpoint, that they can get fixed and maybe fixed fairly quickly. There's something that's off with his release or something like that. I mean, I'd much rather see the walk count high than the hit count high because, that means he's too easy to hit. Right now, there's some things that can be fine-tuned that can be fixed. So I think that's fixable. I think yesterday, despite the 5 walks, is a really promising sign for Jake Arrigetti.
Yeah.
Spencer Arrighetti. I said Jake again. Has there ever been a Jake Arrighetti? Why do I say Jake? Why do I think it's Jake Arrighetti? Has there ever been a Jake Arrighetti?
No. There's never been a Jake Arrighetti.
Jake Arrighetti is probably.
Yeah, that's
got to be subconsciously what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
He's got three hits this year.
And a Shane Dubin.
That guy needs to go.
I wish Shane Dubin would have pitched last night.
I know, not Sean.
Yeah. I wish Shane was on the team. Oh, and you guys, nice job. You guys got rid of Hector Neris after 10 years.
Hey, they let him get his 10 years of service and then said bye-bye. That's a credit to the
Astros.
That
was actually really – actually, yeah, the Astros brought him back so he could get his 10 years. Like, Jim, you think Jim Crane's not trying to make guys as much money as possible?
They needed him for a while.
I guess.
Yeah.
Blue Balls could have pitched.
Weird news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's coming your way right now is Texas Card House. What I love about Texas Card House is that there's always a game, 24/7, two locations here in the city, the premier card house. But there's always a game because you can also download Hijack Poker on an app on your phone, on your computer. Download Hijack Poker and start playing against only Texas people. No bots. I mean, they're serious about that. It is straight up. It is awesome, and you're not getting taken. Okay, they keep a tight. And oh, by the way, there's different levels that you can play. If you're a beginner and you start, I like poker. I want to try this. You can go with low money and or free, and you can just see how to play and build up your confidence and whatnot. You could deposit money at either Texas Card House locations, Green Ridge and Westheimer, or Spring Cypress and I-45. You can deposit money, or even better, when you win, you can withdraw the money at either of those locations. You don't have to wait for them to send it to you. It's great. So if you're looking for a great place to play, either live at the two locations, and they've got great, great tournaments as well, incredible tournaments, especially on Saturdays right now. They got a $40 buy-in, okay, with a $10,000 guarantee, and they got $100,000 hold'em, $40,000 PLO tournament every month. Incredible tournaments. So you're looking for the best way to play? Texas Card House. Go find out. You see all the tournaments at TexasCardHouse.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So, apparently 23 years ago, a man, an NASA intern, maybe your dad was there at the time, Del, 23 years ago? In 2002?
He never worked directly for NASA. He worked for Boeing and Rockwell and other places, but he worked with them, but never at NASA.
Okay. Well, apparently this intern, Thad Roberts, he promised his girlfriend the moon, so he stole 17 pounds of moon rocks from NASA worth $21 million. And he and his girlfriend had sex on top of the rocks. He said no one had ever had sex on the moon before, so he's the first. He's the first to ever have sex on the moon.
I feel like this guy is easy to manipulate.
I feel like he's... you want to talk about going all out just to get some.
I know, that's why. I think he's too easy to, like, this isn't going to be the last time that he gets.
Well, it probably is. He's probably going away. When you steal $21 million worth of stuff and
yeah,
you get caught.
That's true.
I mean, you're probably not doing much after that.
God, what are you in the joint for? Stole moon rocks so I could get some?
$21 million so I could have sex?
What do you mean you stole moon rocks? I worked at NASA and stole rocks that actually came from the moon.
How about that?
I guarantee you they're not going to think that's on your jacket. They're going to think that's a lie.
Well, yeah. Apparently he was caught. He was caught a while ago, so, yeah. He said, I mean, you ought to go, how far will you go for some, okay? This dude stole $21 million worth of moon rocks.
You know, I don't think I commit theft. How far would I drive, though?
I mean, 20 minutes, though? How far are we going?
The same amount of time it takes to get to the Golden Nugget. 2 hours and 15 minutes.
To get to what?
The same amount of time it takes to get to the Golden Nugget. If I have to drive longer to get to you than I have to get to the Golden Nugget, then I'm out.
Oh, man. I would really take chances when I was younger, but now, like, 1 hour drive seems a lot.
That's a lot.
Man, you're married. It's different.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not really thinking about it that much. But you, just by going by, like, I drive to the Golden Nugget maybe 3 times a year. I'm going to do it again in late August. It's a fun drive. I throw my music on. It's fine. Two hours, 20 minutes, whatever it takes. I got a couple playlists. I'll drive for some.
All right.
Just throwing a couple playlists.
But not steal moon rocks.
No, I'm not stealing moon rocks.
Yeah.
Apparently, okay, the Star, and it's never been wrong. Okay, the Daily Star says humans have 116 days until alien spaceship reaches Earth, as it could save or destroy us. What do you guys want to do in your last 116 days on this Earth?
Go see Gilbert.
Well, yeah, of course. Well,
hang
that's
out there,
one.
Bring him some stuff.
Now, you've done that before. Don't you want to do stuff you've never done before?
Yeah, I want to go to go to Wimbledon.
Once again, this doesn't apply to you, and I've never done it. I want to pull a DeAndre Ayton.
That could mean any number of things.
Although he wasn't the one to fly somebody out just to leave them. Although it turns out he wasn't the one who did it. Fly someone out.
You're so petty. You just want to do something.
No, I'm not going to leave them. But I've never done that because I'm not about that life. But if I know I've got 116 days before I'm done, I'm flying someone out.
And then stranded them?
No, I'm not going to strand them.
That's the Ayton experience.
Yeah, but apparently he didn't actually do that. It turned out it was security.
The story wasn't nearly as good.
Not nearly as fun. But I want to do something I've never done.
I would fly somebody out.
Yeah, fly someone out. Yeah.
You're not a pro athlete. They do it all the
fly
time.
Yeah, I know that, but for me, it'd be a new experience.
Right. I want to play Augusta. Even if I'm not invited, I'm going to run on the course and go play it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. I mean, I want you to do that. I mean, if there's 116 days left, I don't think they'll mind.
No, I 100% want you to run out
and just go start
jump
playing.
Jump out at Augusta for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I think they'd still protect. You know what? They'd probably still shoot me, even if there's only 116 days left in the world. They probably still shoot you at Augusta National I'm sorry, sir. This course is not for you. Not with one day left, sir. That's what I would want to do if I was. And finally, apparently, jellyfish have swarmed forces France's largest nuclear plant to shut down. Are jellyfish a threat to nuclear power plants now? Holy crap.
It really is too on the nose that France got beat by something that has no backbone.
They had to give up. We'll shut it down.
Of all things to shut down something in France, something with no backbone.
Yeah, how about that? How about France? France, you suck. We're done.
Don't talk about France. Ain't listening, John. They're too busy looking down on us to be listening.
Shohei don't care what I say about them. France don't care what I say about them. They don't care.
Yeah, John, right. Don't go anywhere. Mike needs to flip you over again, so hang on.
Flip me over, Mike.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't go anywhere.
Ooh, I got to go.
Beat it, Lance. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN. Oh, at 11 o'clock, you're giving away a spot?
I am. Stay tuned for 11. Look, I get it. You don't listen to the show. 10:55, tune in. I'll tell you how to win. And at 11:05, be on the line. We're going to give away a spot for Listener Appreciation Party. You and someone else can come as well. So we're doing that at 11.
Next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Brand new luxury. luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.